on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1964.
We have now arrived at the end of February 1964. What were things like in Half Moon Bay back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, police round up stray cattle on Highway 92. Between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., two stray cows and one young bull were rescued while strolling along San Mateo Road, according to Half Moon Bay police officer J.L. Silva. He reported that the animals were on the property of the Allen Lorraine Ranch at the time when they broke through the fence. The owner was in the hospital at the time and did not know this had happened. And seagulls killed near Grandview, says report. Reports that a number of seagulls were killed by a mysterious sniper on the Dykstra Ranch located at the edge of the Half Moon Bay city limit. Six seagulls were slaughtered and three pet ducks also killed by gunfire, according to a reliable source. Under state law, seagulls, they are a protected bird species and may not be hunted. And brush fire fought in Parisma Canyon near the Pimentel Ranch. A force of 12 men and two fire engines was used Saturday by the Half Moon Bay Fire Department to put out a brush fire near Bill Pimentel's ranch. An investigation found that an unknown person had been burning brush nearby at the creek bottom. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Notice how our society has gone to the dogs? Since, I mean this literally, it's a good thing. So many of us have faithful companions who love us no matter what. True, unconditional love. Our culture has adjusted to the canine craze, and merchandisers are accommodating and no doubt loving it. A pet store has supermarket departments, pharmacy needs, salon products, clothing, beds, collars, leashes, and of course, large dog toys. They have a huge marketing program going on. The latest dog help service my niece has subscribed to is an 18 by 24 inch mat of real grass delivered to your door, replaced at regular intervals. Great for apartment and condo dwellers. If you need a friendly patch of grass for your pup, come down to Cameron's Inn and swing in a hammock while your dog frolics after a nice meal on our doggy patio. Water and bowls are available as well as adult drinks. So cheers to all the dogs out there on the coast side. We do hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and also RV Camping. 1964, and the United States Congress authorizes war against North Vietnam after three North Vietnam torpedo boats attacked a U.S. destroyer in the Gulf of Tonkin. Meanwhile, after three civil rights workers are murdered in Mississippi, President Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act. However, violence continues to increase in many American cities. A young talented boxer by the name of Cassius Clay wins the Boxing World Heavyweight Championship from Sonny Liston. In other news, the most powerful earthquake in the United States history at a magnitude 9.2 hits South Central Alaska. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. receives the Nobel Peace Prize, and the United States Surgeon General reports that smoking may lead to lung cancer. How much do things cost in 1964? With an average income per year of $6,000, it will cost you $13,000 to buy a new house, 12 cents to buy a loaf of bread, 5 cents to mail a letter, $1.25 to go to the movies, $3,500 to buy a new car, and 30 cents a gallon for gas to driver. Popular movies include It's a Mad, Mad World, My Fair Lady, Mary Poppins. In popular music, the Beatles are taking America and the world by storm. Other British groups are also enjoying success with the American talent of the Supremes and Bob Dylan. Many say this is one of the greatest years for music in the last century. You can't turn on the radio without hearing a number one Beatles hit record. 5 weeks at the top. Here's the Beatles and Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love. All right. I'll get you anything, my friend.
Well, for the home team, this female group hits number one for 4 weeks. Here's the Supremes and Baby Love. Every week a new adventure as we travel back in time with the KHMB Time Machine. Until next time, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.